Welcome to a podcast of The Mike Novak Show. Don't forget that you can listen to Mike live on Sundays from 8 to 10 a.m. on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Stay green! Okay, first up, Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse.
They try to make me buy a hybrid, but I said no, no, no. That car's so whack, I ain't buying that. I said no, no, no. I need to save this ride, 'cause I love to drink and drive. They try to make me buy a hybrid, but I said no, no, no.
Justin Timberlake.
To the fridge. Come here, girl. Go ahead, dig up. When they come to the back, go ahead, dig up. Put your cans in, go ahead, dig up. One at a time, go ahead, dig up. Get your receipt, go ahead, dig up. Wait for the slip, go ahead, dig up. Give it the cashier, go ahead, dig up. Get your cash back.
Live from the majestic plains of Des Plaines, it's the Mike Novak Show, broadcasting from Pesci's Garden Center at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines.
Good planets hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes, true currents and thriving seas, wind blowing through breathing trees, strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees, and by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. And Espoma, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929. And by Back to Nature Compost, life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes since 1997. And now, live from Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines, here's Mike Novak.
You clap louder than anybody, Heather. Oh, listen to this. All right, here's Jimmy Fallon. Bring him on. Oh, wait.
No, I like you more than Jimmy Fallon.
He's not here. Well, I thought he was going to be here in the...
They're clapping for us back at home.
I know. And I like the way it sort of fades into nothingness. That little clapping. Hey. Oh, this is... I don't know what's going to happen today during the show because Greg Alexander is back in the studio and he's going to be throwing in some music from time to time, and I'm not going to understand what it means. So
no, we have the inmates running the asylum today.
I know. And I love it. He's got me a little background.
Yeah, he's got you a bed.
Cheesy background music. Mm-hmm. I like that for the big broadcast here at Pesci's. We are on 170 South River Road in Des Plaines, just north of Rand Road. Stop on by. It's the second day of Dr. Earth Days here at Pesci's. Heather's sitting next to me here at the big table in the auditorium. The Pesci's, what do you guys call it? The Pesci's Auditorium, but you call it, I actually put it online. Hold on, I'll go back to this. You guys called it the Pesci's...
Was it a conference center?
Okay, it's here. I can't find it. But you called it something different online. The Pesci's something auditorium. The what? The training auditorium. There we go. Because it's not just for big broadcasts like this. But right next door, you've got this area where there's tables, you do potting and that sort of thing. And by the way, the guy who I should make you come over to the mic there, Wally, when you're talking to me, because he's just sort of leaning back in his chair there. And we're here until noon today. Oh, we forgot one of the billboard people.
Yes, we did.
All right, you throw it in, Heather.
Today's show has also been brought to you by EcoLawn.
Which we forgot to put in there.
Yeah, we forgot to put that one in. That was my fault.
they get their own applause.
They're good guys over at EcoLawn.
Are we going to? Is this going to be the Stephanie Miller show on Sunday? Is that what this is?
It's going to be way better.
You know, I knew it was too dangerous to leave Greg in charge back at the studio.
I absolutely love it.
Oh, my goodness.
I can see his face. I love it.
And so we're here till noon. Mighty House is here at 10 o'clock with Ron Cowgill and Joe Builder. I'm here right now till 8 o'clock. Stop on by. We're going to be giving away stuff. Rain barrels. We've got Wally's question for the first hour. We'll give away a rain barrel. So we might do it here live, or we might do it over the phone. You're welcome to give us a call at 773-838-9278 if you got any questions about organic gardening, I would think, or about anything having to do with gardening, because, Heather, tell me your first impression of walking into Pesci's here.
I was dragging my chin along the ground. It's absolutely breathtaking. It's breathtaking. The gift shop, the garden center, the plants, and the thing that struck me first was how healthy and lush every single plant is. They're not those half-brown, wilted ones you see out in front of the Walmart. This is really, really
we
good
name
and
names
plants.
On the Mike Novak
yeah.
show.
I do.
Heather just busted Walmart.
Well, their plants stink, but if you're going to, you know, bloom in your garden, come to a garden center that actually cares about gardening.
You know, that's a really good point. And one of the things, yes, you can applaud
Thank
out
you.
There. Yes. And actually, we're getting a standing O here. And into the studio. One of the things I always tell people, not only on the air, but at garden clubs, I was at a garden club out in La Porte, Indiana yesterday, and what a bunch of great people they were out there. Shop at your local independent nursery. Go to your local independent nursery. Why? Because they know their stuff. They have quality materials. They have variety. I mean, people have this impression that the big box stores' plants are cheaper. Cheaper how? You know, in the long run, it ends up being more expensive if the plant isn't any good and if you don't get any advice and you don't know how to plant it and what to do with it. And then when you come to Pesci's here, you know, you're going to run into Wally. And I know people, he's like a shrine here. People come up and they line up to ask him questions. And you're going to get great answers. And you're going to get products here that you can't get at the box store. So this is one of the reasons I tell people to go to the independent nurseries. Okay, that being said, the guy on my left is the reason we're here today, or one of the reasons. He is Dr. Earth himself. Not really. That's not his real name. Milo Seamus. How you doing, Milo?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Mike?
Fine, fine. Now, you, I was looking at your video last night. One of the things you can do when you come to Pesci's today is get Dr. Earth Life. You know, he doesn't do anything in a small way. We're going to do a video, and it's going to be about life. And it's called The Evolution of Gardening. And Milo is the guy in that. And we were talking about putting together films. It's not the easiest thing in the world, is it?
No, it takes about a year to put a good movie out. And, you know, it's not a promotional movie. It's more of a lifestyle movie.
Mm-hmm.
And just pretty much takes people through the evolution of gardening, how we got started in the Near East, the birth of civilization, and how gardening began there, and then we kind of evolved into this modern Walmart type of consumer. And this kind of ties back to what you just said. You know, really, the independent garden center, especially a place like Pesci's, they've got quality people that know what they're doing. And, you know, it's all about individualism for me. And it seems that everyone's house looks the same these days. And I think a big problem is everybody shops at the same place at these big box stores.
And they have the same four plants.
That's exactly it. And
there's going to be a yew, there's going to be a boxwood, there's going to be, you know, if you want color, you'll get a coneflower, and a daylily. There you go. That's the modern garden.
And, you know, the reality is, you know, we became this modern civilization because we want our independence, we want our freedom. But then we end up supporting these big box stores that take our freedom away from us. All they do, they've, like you said, they've got four plants. You've got a begonia, you've got an impatient, you've got this one type of tree, and that's, and everyone's house looks the same. Mm-hmm. So when you come to Pesci's, you get choice. You've got thousands of choices so that this way you can make your unique statement. Your house looks different than everybody else's house. That's the point of being a gardener. It's, that's the point about being American, I think.
And you will come to Pesci's and you will see incredible variety, not just flowers, but you've got racks and racks of vegetables here that are grown right here at Pesci's. And one of the things I like that they told me about is they use their own rainwater to water the vegetables. How cool is that?
That is beyond cool.
I mean, for a garden center, that's just something you wouldn't think in this day and age. Chris Pesci is here. Run up here for a second to that microphone, Chris, because I want to ask you about that real quick, about how you collect the rainwater to water your plants. That's by the way, Chris Pesci, you're the second generation?
Third generation. Mike.
And you've got your son.
Fourth generation.
So you've got four generations of Pesci's involved in this business.
That's correct. My grandfather started the business back in 1924. I more or less stepped it up, and when we did our remodeling, we tried to take in consideration conservation of water, catching all our rainwater, and we have a large retention pond that we catch our water in, and then it's pumped into a little area that we pump it out onto the plants.
Wow. And do you ever, does that rainwater run out? What do you do when you've used it all up?
Then unfortunately we have to pay the city.
But that's the way that works, you know, yeah.
Exactly, but we're able to inject anything we need into the water to cure any problems that we do have with the pH of water.
That's great. Well, you're to be commended for that. Chris is going to be around today. I may drag you up here again at some point, so
okay.
Don't go far away.
Okay, thank you.
You're stuck here. Back to Milo Seamus, who is Dr. Earth, and this all started from, I was looking at some of your videos last night, as a lot of these businesses do, in the back of a truck.
Yes.
But, you know, and you're just out of school, not too long out of school, but unlike most businesses that start in the back of a truck, those businesses usually are lawn services, where
right.
The guy takes around his lawnmower and he's cutting somebody's grass. Yours was actually a little bit different because you were peddling fertilizer. How does a kid just out of college end up peddling fertilizer?
A lot of dreams, your parents funding your dream, and just a lot of hard work. Basically, when I first started the company, I was literally blending the product in the backyard in the middle of the city. I couldn't afford.
And this is Los Angeles,
this
right?
This is Los Angeles, my
right.
And a good neighborhood. It's not like we grew up in the slums. We lived in a really good middle-class area. And I talked my parents into allowing me to pour a concrete slab. My older brother's an architect and a builder, so he built the wooden hopper for me. I'd go to the local place where the migrant workers would be, and I'd pick them up, throw them in the back of my truck, blend all these commodities up together. We'd bag them up in one plastic bag, load them in the back of my truck on the weekends, because I had a normal job throughout the week working for my older brother doing construction and landscaping and whatever else I could to pay the bills. I was 27 years old at the time. And I started literally, what's the closest nursery to my house? That was my first customer, and he's still my customer today. And it's in the movie.
I saw that guy.
Yeah.
And what was it that you had that made him interested in what you had to sell?
I invented a product. I invented the inclusion of beneficial organisms, probiotic. I invented probiotic fertilizers. That was really my entryway into the category.
So people listening thinking, and we're live at Pesci's, people who are on their way here thinking, what's a probiotic? What do you mean?
Probiotic literally means for life. That's the actual, that's the literal dictionary meaning from the Latin, from the Greek, bios, life, pro, for. But these are beneficial organisms that break down the organic materials. And I figured this out early on that, you know, some people are selling just blood meal as standalone or bone meal. And I thought to myself, you know, I've always been an environmentalist. I've always liked the natural approach to life. And I thought, without the organisms, nothing works. So my idea was, I thought, why not take the bacteria, the beneficial organisms, mycorrhiza, put them in the fertilizer so that this way the gardener can see immediate results every time. So I invented that concept. And since then, it's just been a great ride. It seems like, you know, everybody across America has been copying my technology for a long time. It's been great.
And you were we were talking about the box stores a little while ago. You don't sell this in box stores.
This is, you know, we call ourselves Dr. Earth, the independence brand, for a reason. And it's because Dr. Earth, it's not a commodity item. It's not the kind of brand. It's not just an NPK fertilizer or just a standard soil. There's a lot of technology that goes into it, a lot of design flavor, a lot of knowledge that goes along with it, and only the independent garden centers can capture that knowledge, can really capture the true meaning of probiotic and everything that I'm doing. So it's really not for the box stores. We'll never go to the box stores, simply because I think it would fail at the box stores. It would take really just a smart staff, like people at Pesci's, to understand what it is and to be able to explain it. I mean, like you said, probiotic. Well, what is probiotic? You'd have to be able to explain it. You know, at the box.
Actually, I'm going to start marketing an antibiotic line myself. We'll see how they compete.
Okay.
I want to ask you about that. So hang around. He's not going anywhere anyway. He's here for the whole day.
Chris owns me for the weekend, yeah.
He does. Okay, great. That's Milo Seamus from Dr. Earth, and we're live at Pesci's. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. And now, you know, we're talking about the way gardening is changing, and if I asked you what it meant to have the new American lawn in your yard, I hope you'd say that it's a lawn that uses less fertilizer, is drought-tolerant, and is more disease and insect-resistant. Well, welcome to the world of Jonathan Green. Their Black Beauty Ultra Grass Seed Mixture, for instance, is composed of elite turf-type tall fescue grasses, the music's in. Thank you, Craig. Grazing in the grass. Their Black Beauty Ultra Grass Seed Mixture is composed of elite turf-type tall fescue grasses, Kentucky bluegrasses, and perennial ryegrasses, some of which possess a waxy cuticle coating, much like the wax on an apple. This cuticle preserves the moisture in the leaf, making them more drought-tolerant. Their grass seed mixtures also contain beneficial endophytes, which produce chemicals called alkaloids, which are toxic to many insects, such as chinch bugs, sod webworms, cutworms, aphids, chafers, and Japanese beetles. Even better, endophytes reduce the need for pesticide treatments. Now, that's what I call the new American lawn. You can find Jonathan Green products at Tholen's Garden Center in Kankakee, Pasquazi Home and Garden in Lake Bluff, and Sid's Home and Garden Showplace in Bolingbrook. All right, Wally, this is where you're going to step up to the mic, because we're going to talk a little bit about Pesci's. You know, while we're talking about great garden centers, and there are a lot of them in Chicago area, this is one of them. We're live at Pesci's Garden Center, 170 South River Road, one block north of Rand Road. I hope you stop by for the broadcast. Wally Schmidtke, how long have you been working here?
Between part-time and full-time, this is going close to 19 to 20 years now.
Uh-huh. And I know, because I've worked with you over the years, we've talked for many years as I've been doing my broadcasts, that more and more you've gone towards the organic end of things. In fact, you said something to me recently that was kind of revealing. You said, I don't know if I can even do stuff that's not organic anymore. What did you mean by that?
Well, in my own yard, in my own environment, I like to keep everything natural and organic. I've found that the new organic products really perform just as well as the chemical alternatives. I've seen a lot of customers that come into our store with complaints. For instance, four-step conventional fertilizer programs where their lawns become depleted. A common problem is a vegetable garden where all they use is a water-soluble blue fertilizer consistently, and the soil goes to heck in a high water.
Blue fertilizer problem, huh? Yeah.
After continual use without renewable organics in the soil.
Yeah.
Why doesn't my garden flourish any longer? Why don't I get good production? Why is this gray, salty appearance in my soil?
Wally's on a roll here, so, folks. He's on a roll. And that's what I'm talking about. You come to Pesci's, talk to Wally, and he will give you his personal advice about how to maintain your yard and your garden. All right, thanks, Wally. Pesci's and Desplaines is family-owned since 1924, where you'll find the best selection and prices guaranteed. Pesci's Garden Center is off I-294 on South River Road, just north of Rand Road and Desplaines. Stop by today for the big broadcast. Take it away, studio.
Homeowners, why replace your expensive shrubbery every time deer or rabbits visit your property? You can save your plantings for a fraction of the cost with Bob-X. Spring is finally here, and nature's hungry creatures will start feasting on your gardens and landscapes. Stop them the all-natural way with Bob-X repellent sprays. Bob-X guarantees protection for your spring plantings from deer and small animal damage. Use the most effective animal repellents on the market. Bob-X repellents give people the confidence to invest in and enjoy their landscapes. Bob-X's unique deterrent ingredients are all-natural and are environmentally friendly. Bob-X won't wash off in the rain or with regular watering. Get Bob-X at your local independent garden center or hardware store. If they don't have it, ask them to get Bob-X. To learn more about Bob-X, go to bobx.com. That's bobbex.com. Plants thrive and survive with Bob-X.
Speaking of great. Ensure transplant success with a plant food that is safe for people, pets, and environment. Well, now you can with new Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, the makers of Holytone. Biotone Starter Plus feeds naturally and adds beneficial microbes proven to help plants establish fast. The secret is the patented blend of Biotone, beneficial bacteria, and mycorrhizae. We're going to actually talk to Milo about mycorrhizae. Fungi in a second. They go to work fast to grow deeper roots quickly so your new plants can survive and even thrive in poor soils. And unlike chemical fertilizer, Biotone Starter Plus is low in salts, so it won't burn plant roots and it won't leach out of the soil with the next rain. Simply mix it into your soil at the time of planting. What could be easier? Biotone Starter Plus ensures your new plants will perform their best and provide delight for a lifetime. For more information about Biotone Starter Plus and other Espoma products, call 888-ESPOMA-1 or visit www.espoma.com, where you can join the Espoma Garden Club to receive timely tips and information. Espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929. And we would be remiss if we didn't give you a tip from the Care of Trees. We're getting into the season when emerald ash borers are active, so here's some things you need to know. First, emerald ash borer attacks only ash trees. Adult beetles are metallic green and about a half inch long. Adults leave a D-shaped exit hole in the bark when they emerge in the spring. And if you've ever seen one of these ash trees, it's about the size of a pencil, and it's really easy to identify. It really is a D shape. Woodpeckers like EAB larvae. Heavy woodpecker damage on ash trees may be a sign of infestation. Hello. Do not transport firewood, especially across state lines in the Midwest. You just might be helping to spread emerald ash borer. Finally, if you suspect insect activity, contact your local extension agent or the Care of Trees, which has been serving Chicagoland for 60 years. Make the Care of Trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape. When you want to make sure that your ash trees have the best possible chance against emerald ash borer, invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees, their business is people and their love for trees. No idea what this music is, but Greg, we appreciate it. Heather Fry is here with me, and Milo Seamus from Dr. Earth is sitting on my left. At 10 o'clock, we will have Mighty House. I see Ron and Trixie are here, so and Joe Builder will show up about 2 minutes to 10, right? Okay, he's nodding. We were talking, Milo, about Dr. Earth products, and one of the things you said that's kind of interesting to me is you said that you wanted to make something that would give gardeners quick results in their garden. But isn't that the antithesis of organics? Organics work slowly and more steadily. So explain yourself on that.
Well, the whole idea, you know, organics is the right way to go because it builds the soil. And, mm-hmm. and I believe the soil is very much like the human body. So you have to feed the soil like you do the human body. And the philosophy at the time was there was some organic products out there, but they just weren't working. People were trying blood meal, bone meal, etc., and they were getting no results. Or if they did get results, it would take about 2 to 3 months. So I wanted to make it a fair and level playing field. So what I did is I infused the microbes to make the organic materials work quickly. That was the claim to fame to Dr. Earth, is that organic gardeners shouldn't have to be punished and shouldn't have to wait 3 months to get results.
Mm-hmm.
So by putting the right species of microbes and mycorrhizae in with the products, they were guaranteed results within 9 to 14 days, depending on soil temperature and the time of year.
Mm-hmm.
In warmer temperature, they'd get results within 9 days. In cooler temperatures, it would be a little bit longer.
But and you were working with fish, right? Was that kind of the secret to
it? Well, you know, that's one of the key differences between what I'm doing and what a lot of competitors are doing, or a lot of other, you know, good brands.
Because we got some Asian carp we'd like to get rid of here.
I'll buy it all from you. I'll take it all.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, my idea is we go out in flatboats in the Illinois River with baseball bats.
Okay.
And we just whack them as they jump out of the water, and then load them into the boat and grind them up for fertilizer, right?
You know, that's how I started the company as a kid, and you saw my movie. I would actually literally take, on the fishing boats in L.A., they would take the fillet, you know, the heads and the guts and the bone and throw it away, and I thought, I'll take it home, let's bury it in the garden, because that's what the pilgrims and Indians
did. What did your neighbors think of that? I mean, you're dealing with fish here. Your neighbors must not have been too happy about
it. You bury the fish about 6 inches below the soil, and it is completely inert. There's no smell whatsoever. Now, we're talking about raw fish. That's not what goes in the fertilizer, but even raw fish, I mean, this is for all the fishermen out there.
Yeah.
Take raw fish waste, bury it in the garden. And there's no smell whatsoever.
Well, wasn't that the secret of the Native Americans, that they would, you know, dig a fish under the
absolutely that's where I learned
crops
it from. In history class when I was a kid, it was the lesson between the Pilgrims and the Indians, how the Indians taught the Pilgrims how to garden. They said, well, don't throw the fish product away, bury it underneath, and that's how you fertilize the soil. And then it was on the fishing boat with my father. And I saw these guys throwing all this fish product away. I thought, God, I'll just take it home. That's what they taught me in history class. And this is like a 7-year-old kid.
But they don't. Do companies still do that? I mean, aren't we at the point now that people know that fish products need
fish,
to be saved? I would imagine nobody's dumping it anymore.
You know,
they?
As a matter of fact, fish, bone meal, and fish meal is one of the most expensive commodity items because now they use it in obviously fish food, cat food, dog food. So what used to be considered a waste product is now a true commodity and an incredibly valuable ingredient. And the more people are going organic, the more the people are recognizing the true value of fish bone meal and fish meal. And that's the reason why a lot of the guys are doing blending inferior things like poultry waste, dry chicken manure, poultry waste, and they're making organic, what they call organic fertilizers with the poultry waste. It's because there's an unlimited cheap supply of poultry manure. And, they can call it organic because chicken manure is technically organic. Not necessarily the best component, but
well, there's kind of an argument, isn't there, in the organic world as to whether true organics means animal waste or it means just plant waste or plant product. You know, there's some folks that are purists and say, I would never put animal waste in my fertilizer or in the ground. I'm going to go with alfalfa meal or
yeah, those are more
feather
your
meal. No, feather meal would be
with
an animal
right,
product,
right.
But some of the other things.
That's more your extreme vegan type of gardeners because
mm-hmm.
Typically I've learned that with people that don't use any animal byproducts are more vegan consumers. But the argument becomes with blood meal and standard bone meal and dried poultry waste is that mad cow disease is a true fear with blood meal and bone meal. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of the gardeners that are, you know, heading in that direction.
But aren't they processed to keep that stuff out? I mean, to
you
eliminate
know,
that?
You know, you can never kill it. There's no way. It doesn't matter how much you heat it up. There's always that pathogen. Always exists. You can never get rid of it. So when you're using a product that contains blood and bone, there's always that potential. Now, yes, it might be 1 out of 1 million, might be 1 out of 10 million, but that potential always exists. And they've learned even when you incinerate it, the potential exists to contaminate.
On that cheery note,
Who wants breakfast?
What was that? Yeah, exactly.
Donuts?
Yeah, I do. I've got my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches here.
That's okay.
A donut, they're amazing.
We have Donuts.
There's free coffee and donuts.
Donuts.
Tell
all
the
right.
listeners that. Not only can they get a garden question and
yeah.
they get a free
all right,
cup
well,
of coffee.
Yeah, all right. Well, come on over to Pesci's. We're live. It's the Mike Novak Show, broadcasting live until 10 o'clock at Pesci's, 170 South River Road in Des Plaines. Milo, stick around for just a little bit, okay?
Thank you.
But now I'm hoping that you guys in the studio have given Rick a call, because I'm going to tell you that Rick DeMaio Weather is brought to you by Drift Roses, the next big thing for small gardens. Enjoy these easy-to-maintain ground cover varieties in six colors from red to peach. Visit driftroses.com/radio. Heather likes this one, Greg. That's Greg Alexander at the studio providing most of the music you're going to hear today. And Rick DeMaio, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you, Rick, for getting rid of the rain just before the big broadcast.
Yeah, we did a pretty good job of kind of pushing it all off to the east of us. There's still a couple of sprinkles showing up on the radar screen just to the south of us, but I think by and large most of the day will just feature maybe 70% clouds, 30% sunshine, and no percent rain. How about that?
That's great. I mean, it's a great day to have folks come over to the garden center and do some shopping and hang out and learn about organics and learn about Dr. Earth. And by the way, happy birthday, Rick.
Oh yeah, my birthday was Friday, and it was quite a weather day. The fact that we had sunshine in the morning. It was a beautiful start to the day. Temperatures pushed up to 81 degrees, and then we had some pretty good thunderstorms come through, even though we were under a tornado watch across the western half of the metropolitan area. It didn't really look like it was going to be a tornado setup. It was kind of funny because I was at Oakton Community College teaching, going through all the reasons why we're going to get the possibility of severe weather today, but not a tornado watch. And sure enough, the Storm Prediction Center puts out a tornado watch. But my reasonings were right, being that we weren't going to have the correct directional shear. So I probably looked like a dummy to the students 2 hours later, but then sure enough, nothing happened. So in the end, I looked okay. But
Rick, you're always correct. You know
well,
that.
Well, no. I think
I mean, you won the big award.
You kind of take things for granted, but it's a humbling science, and you have to be able to be humbled.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Although, I think we've talked about this before, it's got to be frustrating. You're doing a job where you have to make a prediction.
Right.
Whereas other people in the media, they just react to what's already happened.
Yeah, who'd have predicted the Blackhawks would be down 5-0 after 2 periods?
Ooh! Ooh!
Right?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Oh, wow. Flat as a pancake.
Yeah, I know. What's up with them in game one, right?
Yeah.
Hey, at least we weren't shut out. Kane got us one.
Yeah,
the next game will be vengeance.
Wow, a moral victory.
That was brutal. I'm sure a lot of people were not expecting that.
At least it wasn't Detroit.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Hey.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, really. I'm from Detroit. Come on, give me a break.
Well, you were from
sucks.
Detroit. Now you're from Chicago.
You know, I can have that mic shut off, too. You know, you realize
that.
I'm done. Okay. Weather is playing a very interesting role, Rick, and I'm sure you've been watching this in the Gulf of Mexico
now. Oh, God, yeah. Terrible.
For one thing, just a catastrophe of unmentionable proportion.
Right.
It's just unbelievable. And now I'm listening and people are talking about how the waves are washing some of the oil over the barriers.
Right. Yeah, the winds. I'm looking at a surface map right now, and the buoy is about 15 to 20 miles offshore Louisiana are showing winds straight out of the south at about 30 miles an hour. That's unbelievable. So you're getting these tremendous, amounts of waves and tremendous amount of wind. And not only that, but we all know in Chicago that, you can have the waves, continue for 2 or 3 days, even though the winds have lightened up, mainly because the wind has been out of the south in that area for almost 4 straight days. So you get this transfer momentum that just continues to push this, the slick, further and further inland. It's just, you talk about the worst possible scenario just getting worse. This is really a shame. And you know what? It really looks bad for Obama, because I think, and from a standpoint of, I think everybody thought he was going to, say no to offshore drilling, and I think he was playing the political card at this point, where he's like, I have to go a little bit towards this way, as long as I offer it, but then you know, later on maybe say that it's not a good idea because it's not safe. This really rubs it right back in his face, and I think it's making a bad decision look worse.
Well, I heard some people talking about this yesterday on Chicago's Progressive Talk, saying that the guys just got some bad advice. Advisors, yes.
My personal opinion, it was a political back-scratching game. He had give in to the oil lobbyists to get health care passed, so it was that you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yep.
But now they've kind of, in my opinion, they've played right into Obama's hand because of this incident. He's going to be like, nope. We're not doing it.
I certainly hope so.
I hope so, too. But he did say that it's completely ceased. There's a new oil ban until they know exactly what happened on the rig and how this all happened.
Well, you know, you could talk about politics all you want, but the truth is that it's gushing. How many?
500 barrels a day.
No, not 500. It's 5,000, isn't it?
Yeah, 5,000.
5,000 barrels a day.
Just to let people know what that is, because I don't think anybody knows what a barrel of oil is, that's 210,000 gallons per day. 210,000 gallons a day. So you think about it, and just put it into perspective here, okay? How many gallons does a normal car take? Well, let's say 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you think about that. That's 10,000 cars emptying their gasoline into the Gulf of Mexico every day.
But it's not even gasoline. It's just this,
right,
this
nasty
stuff.
Is refined. This is crude. This is thick stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really, really a shame.
How does the oil? How much crude oil translates into actual gasoline? Does 1 gallon of oil make 5 gallons of gas or a quarter gallon of gas? How does that work?
I think the ratio is, you know, obviously much higher from, you know, a barrel of oil to how much gas. You can obviously get a lot more gas out of a barrel of oil. So yeah, it would probably be even more so than that.
That's
a good point as well. But still, nonetheless, those are extraordinary numbers. And the National Weather Service out of New Orleans has put some really interesting information on their website about where the oil is moving, obviously helping out the people nearby. But, this is a bad situation. It's getting worse. And now you would only hope that we don't get hit with, you know, some sort of a high tropical storm system or intense tropical storm or a hurricane later in the season that could further damage, you know, already a very fragile ecosystem all the way from, you know, the Mobile Bay area over to, you know, the mouth of the Mississippi.
Hey, you know, I'm thinking, Greg, back in the studio, if you got that Randy Newman song about Louisiana, I was asking the folks in Indiana when I was doing a garden talk out in La Porte yesterday, why does God hate Louisiana? And it's you know, getting hit with this, it seems like one thing after another down there. It's just crazy. And now they're talking about the possibility of this oil. And by the way, we found out that go back to that for a second, Heather. A barrel contains 42 gallons. After refining, it makes about 19.5 gallons of gasoline in addition to numerous other products,
right,
such as
you get
heating.
A bunch of stuff out of it. I mean, you know, the shampoo you have, you know, has some of that probably crude in it to some extent.
But now they're talking about the possibility of the oil getting into the Gulf Stream and making it worse, spreading it into the Atlantic.
Yeah, you know what? I think the initial concern is only because the wind is out of the south. I think it's going to continue pushing up. And it's funny because the same storm system that brought us the rain yesterday, obviously, you know, you go straight. I mean, I-55 goes right into Jackson, Mississippi, so it's almost due south. But, yeah, the southerly winds that warmed us up the last couple of days have been the winds responsible for pushing the oil onshore yesterday down there.
There's the Randy Newman. Well, at any rate, are things going to ease up down there? Is the weather going to change enough for them to do some recovery work?
Yeah, it definitely looks like, Mike, that the frontal system that's responsible for keeping the winds out of the south will eventually move east of them probably by tonight. I'm looking at this. And they're still going to have southerly winds probably in that area better than 20 to 25 miles per hour. And that's, you know, it's one thing if you know the direction that they're going to go, but it's another thing if the water is lapping up over the containment barriers, and that's what's been occurring. You know,
yeah.
The wind has been so strong, but it looks like probably by tomorrow morning is the earliest is when the winds begin to lighten up a little bit, and that'll begin to push the slick, then into sections of Alabama and eventually the Florida Panhandle. But I think by that time, they'll probably have it contained because the winds will lighten up as well. So I'm looking for probably Monday and Tuesday, probably to be their best days for, you know, containing the spill. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it looks like things just really, you know, become nice and calm for the rest of the week. So if anything, probably today is the last bad day of for them having to deal with the weather in such a, you know, an adversarial way for them. So let's keep our fingers crossed that the weather stays that way.
I hope it does. All right, what about Chicago for the next few days?
Well, first off, just a little bit of a recap here. For the month of April, we finished up with a temperature that was 6.8 degrees above normal. No surprise there. It was one of the warmest Aprils on record. We've only had two other Aprils warmer. That was in 1955. We had a 57-degree average temperature. 1915, 56.3. And the third warmest is going to go down in the books as April 2010. And obviously everybody says, well, what does that mean for the summer? The 57-degree temperature in 1955 gave way to a very warm May and the hottest summer on record in Chicago in 1955, hotter than what we had back in 1995, and just one degree hotter than what we had back in 1988 when we had 47 days above 80 and 47 days above 90 and 7 days above 100 degrees. 1950 was also warm, but back then the temperature records were kept downtown and at the University of Chicago, so you're not comparing, you know, your Midway O'Hare temperature. So a little bit of a disagreement there.
You're not predicting this is going to be, are you saying that you think we're going to have a really hot summer?
Well, that's what I was getting to. I mean, I think you still have to look into how the month of May turns out, because recently we've had some decent rains, and usually when you have warm weather, the first thing you have to look at is soil moisture, because that's such a huge, you know, give back with the hydrologic cycle and how much evaporation you get. And we've had some decent rains. Even though we had 3 inches of rain in the month, we were down about 3/4 of an inch. But the pattern still shows us to be somewhat wet. So I think there's still a little bit more information that we have to look at to make a real definitive decision on how the summer is going to work out. The bottom line, though, is we ended up with 5 days above 80 degrees in the month of April, and four of them came before tax day, which is really impressive when you think about it. The first half of the month was almost warmer than the second half, and we went 2 weeks without a 70. We had a 70 on the 29th, then we hit 79, and then we hit 81 on the 30th. So it was kind of weird how that works out. But in short, Mike, it looks like a lot of clouds today. This has been kind of what we call a dirty front. In other words, the front passes. We had one frontal passage on Friday, a second one late last night into early this morning. But you see all these high, thin clouds moving through, and the temperature's not going to drop much. So we'll call it mostly cloudy, a little bit of sun today. Temperature's probably around 65 inland, but the wind has turned onshore along Lake Michigan. So probably only upper 50s along the North Shore, maybe 6 degrees if we're lucky, downtown Chicago. Normal high for the 1st of May is 64. Normal high for the 31st of May, the end of the month, is 75. So we're about average right now. And then it looks like probably clearing out a little bit early tomorrow morning, but then quickly clouding up, and we'll probably see another return of some showers and some isolated thunderstorms, but maybe a teeny little bit of hail mixed in. The atmosphere is still very unstable above us, but this is a quick-moving system. It'll be out of here tomorrow, and then Tuesday and Wednesday actually look fairly mild. Readings getting back up close to 70 degrees before maybe a chance of some cooler weather with some rain by Thursday and Friday. So, you know, this is good stuff. This is nice when we have the rain and you get somewhat overcast conditions, allows that rain to soak into the soil.
Yeah.
You don't want it to dry out too much.
Yeah, I was real happy to see the rain in the last couple of days, and I think a lot of people were here as well.
Yeah, it definitely helped out, Mike.
All right, well, that's Rick DeMille. You can catch him every Sunday on the Mike Novak Show at 8:30. You can go to DeMilleWeather.com or go to my website, MikeNovak.net, and click onto his smiling face to get the best weather forecast around. Rick, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
And, Mike, if I head out to Pesci's and mention my name, do I get a discount?
You know, now that you missed the show, you get nothing. You get no donuts. You get do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
I'm supposed to mention your name. That's how it works, right?
Yeah. You mention my name, they'll kick you out the door is what will happen.
All right. Well, enjoy your remote there.
All right.
Care.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
And we'll be right back.
Have a small garden and no time to care for it? And do you love roses but think you can't grow them? It's time you meet Drift Roses. They're the next big thing for small gardens. Drift Roses are naturally dwarf ground cover roses with dark, glossy foliage, almost maintenance-free. And they bloom from spring until frost in six delicious colors, from apricot to peach. Available at garden retailers everywhere. Visit driftroses.com/radio.
Want to do something good for your lawn? Don't drown it in the ocean. I'm going to surprise you. How about, and Wally knows about this, he recommends it all the time, how about adding some cotton burr compost? I'm talking about Nature's Blend with Alfalfa and Humate by Back to Nature Compost. Nature's Blend with Alfalfa and Humate is a balanced blend of composted cotton burrs, composted cattle manure, alfalfa, and humate. Cotton burrs and cattle manure, besides their value as organic fertilizers, provide an important food source for beneficial soil organisms. Alfalfa is high in nitrogen and humate is an important source of humic acid and micronutrients. It activates beneficial soil organisms. Nature's Blend with Alfalfa and Humate works great as a top dressing or soil amendment. And you're feeding your soil, which feeds your lawn. Dr. Wally at Pesci's and I both love Back to Nature products, so give them a try. You can get them right here at Pesci's. And they're also available at Fertile Gardens in Chicago, Hawk's Nursery in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, and Pasquazi's in Lake Bluff and Barrington. Now, you know, we're here on the northwest side of the city. If you're looking for a good garden center on the southwest side of the city, you want to make a trip to Sid's Greenhouses and Garden Center for annual flowers and vegetables, perennials, trees, shrubs, and all the supplies you'll need to get things growing. This week, during Sid's Rose event, you'll find the best selection of the season on every rose variety available. Learn all you need to know at Sid's free rose seminars on Saturday, May 15th at 10 a.m. in Palos Hills and 1 p.m. in Bolingbrook. Visit sidsonline.com for details and to download the coupon for savings on rose bushes, including shrub roses, flower carpet, knockout, easy elegance, and more from Jackson and Perkins, Monrovia, and others. SIDS, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, are located in Palos Hills on Southwest Highway and in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassert Boulevard. And remember, the early bird gets the deal every Saturday in May at SIDS. That's every Saturday in May at SIDS. You just arrive between 7 a.m. and 8:45 and save $10 off your purchase with the coupon you'll get from SIDS Early Bird Greeter. Oh, and when you're done, and this is one of the reasons I really love SIDS, bring your cell packs, grower pots, and other plastic containers to SIDS for recycling or pick up donated pots for use in your home garden. Take it away, boys.
DR Services Unlimited has been providing Chicago's North Shore with award-winning remodeling and design-build services since 1991, giving their clients top-quality service and real value. They're on the cutting edge of green building technology, helping clients make their home more energy efficient without sacrificing beauty or function. If you want to make your home more energy efficient, simply want to add a room or renovate, call DR Services at 847-998-1687 or visit them at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
We got to give away that rain barrel. Who's donating the rain barrel? What's that? And here's the question. When is it time to plant your tomatoes? What did you want to be more specific about that?
What soil temperature?
Okay, we'll get more specific. What soil temperature? 773-838-9278 is the number if you want to try to win. And how big is the rain barrel? Do we know what the size of this is? Is this like a 30-gallon or something? Or 55-gallon? Not 30, but 48-gallon. That's pretty good. All right. What soil temperature do you plant your tomatoes at? Now, I've got good news for you. EcoLawn has come to Chicago. Yes, I know that a lot of you are already using this revolutionary blend of fine fescue grasses that will tolerate shade and will grow in clay soils, sandy soils, and nutrient-depleted soils, and you've been buying it online. But now it's available at Lake Street Landscape Supply at 1810 West Lake Street in Chicago. Now, at the beginning of May, is the time to go to lakestreetlandscapesupply.com or ecolawn.com and get on board the green train. ECO-LAWN.com. This is the low-maintenance, environmentally friendly lawn you've been waiting for. And Heather, this is the time of year also we get to do our pirate impersonations.
Yay!
Do you want to give me an R?
Arrgh!
Ahoy, mateys. Throw pests overboard with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew and do it organically. Arr. This, all right, I'm going to drop that now. This brew from Bonide contains spinosad, which is derived from a naturally occurring soil bacterium. The bacterium was collected from an abandoned rum distillery on a Caribbean island in 1982, and it's a true story. It was defined as a new species and hasn't been found in nature anywhere else in the world since. Spinosad is now a pesticide used worldwide in the production of organic produce. Spray Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew directly on the insect or your plant to guard against chewing and sucking insects like bagworms, moths, loopers, leaf miners, thrips, and more. It's safe to use on vegetable gardens, annuals, perennials, berries, shrubs, and fruit trees. But as I always tell you, please practice RAFLD. We know what that is. RAFLD, read and follow label directions. You can get Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew at Village Green in Rockford, Graff Gardens in Worth, Illinois, Hibbard Road Gardens in Northfield, or go to Bonide.com to find a retailer near you or to see a complete listing of all of Bonide's garden naturals. Okay, Matt Hokanson is going to be with us shortly. I'm going to beg your indulgence, Mac. We're going to get to you right after the 9 o'clock news, if that's okay, so that we can get a winner of our contest. And you know, it occurs to me that the guys back at the studio really, they don't know what the correct answer is.
I can fix that.
Okay, you text them. Let them know what that is. Milo Seamus is still with us from Dr. Earth. You know, we were talking about Rick DeMille weather, and you were impressed by him because of his knowledge of how the meteorology and water in the soil really affects the way plants grow.
I love the way he put the whole thing together. I mean, it's really creative because he went back to a series of facts, but he said, I can't predict the future simply because I don't know how much moisture the soil is holding onto. So ultimately, the next couple of months, that's going to determine the heat. So that's why when you said, well, what's the temperature going to be? What do you predict? He didn't, and it just, there's no way of knowing.
Right.
So I personally think the wetter the season is, the more organic material there is in the soil, the more you're able to hold on to moisture, which then creates less what they call evaporespiration.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll ultimately create a cooler season later on, a cooler summer. So
and you get to a point. One thing I want to bring up before I'm going to let you go and
don't let me
play
go.
Play in the don't. Oh no, because I'm going to drag Wally up here. We're going to answer some garden questions too. If you want us to both stick around, we could do that.
Wally's the man.
You know, in the second hour, please call in your garden questions at 773-838-9278, or we'll take some from the audience as well. But as I tell people in garden talks, when it comes to the soil, it's the biology, stupid, and. What I mean by that is in the old days we used to look at NPK and thought that was the be-all and end-all of everything. And for those of you who don't know what NPK is, those are the three ingredients in a bag of fertilizer that you see, the guaranteed analysis. But really we're finding out that it's as much about the biology, if not more.
You know, it's all about the biology. The soil is the fundamental basis of life. At Dr. Earth, I recognized that early on. I got away from the chemistry. And I got more into the biology, because biology is everything. Bio is life. Chemistry is chemical. I mean, it really, if you think about just the meaning of the word biology, it's where we're going. And, you know, I've noticed you've read a bunch of ads today, and I've noticed that every single one of them.
I memorized those.
Those
are off the top of my head, yeah.
But all of them, you know, it seems like everyone's organic this, organic that. When I first started Dr. Earth in 1992, the word organic was just not even a used word. No one wanted to hear what I had to say. No one wanted to talk organic. Now it seems like even the chemical companies, the big chemical companies, have an organic division. Mm-hmm. This is mainstream. What used to be a niche philosophy has now become mainstream. And I'd like to tell people that, you know, at DrEarth.com, we've got just a wealth of knowledge. I've just got over 200 articles on the website. I also produce a magazine absolutely free here at Pesci's. Come by and pick it up. Also, the
movie. I got a copy of the magazine. This is the magazine, the Dr.
Earth magazine.
Gardening Guide.
There's no advertisements, and if they actually even want to log on to the website, there's a button that says free magazine. But save me the couple of dollars in shipping and come down to Pesci's and pick it up. You know, and
we've got to save every nickel we can.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, we want to minimize our carbon footprint and all the other good stuff.
Yes, but,
you
true.
Know, the whole idea is that, you know, when I put the company together, I wanted to make sure that people were successful every time by using organic methodologies. And that's what Dr. Earth is all about. It's all about being natural, organic, and result-driven through independent garden centers that understand what I'm doing and through knowledgeable people like yourself. And I just want to say, you know, thank you very much. You're a true asset to the industry.
You know, you were talking about the companies I have as advertisers, and one of the things I really make sure I do is vet them, and I want to sell stuff that and have them sponsor my show with products that I believe in, that I can use. So, all right, we're coming up on 9 o'clock. We're going to get that answered. Thank you, Milo Seamus from Dr. Earth. Come on out to Pesci's, 170 South River Road in Des Plaines. And stop. I see Joe Builders here. The donuts are over there, Joe. And we will be back after CNN News with the second big hour.
So I face the final curtain. You can't, I'm not the queer. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, with each and every highway. And that, much more than this, I did it
by from Pesci's. 170 South River Road in Des Plaines. It's the Mike Novak Show. On location, Mighty House is on at 10. It's actually Self-Help Sunday is broadcasting all 4 hours from Pesci's Auditorium at 170 South River Road. Let's hit that intro for the second hour there, Greg.
Live from the majestic plains of Des Plaines, it's the Mike Novak Show, broadcasting from Pesci's Garden Center at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines. This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees, and by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, and Espoma, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929, and by Back to Nature Compost. Life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes since 1997. And now, live from Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines, here's Mike Novak.
And we are back in the big auditorium here at Pesci's. Stop by, get yourself some coffee, get yourself some donuts. Just hang out, take a look at the great stuff here. We're going to be answering some garden questions in a second. Well, we won't need. Well, actually, do we have a winner of the for the rain barrel? Our first winner. Do we have somebody?
Yeah, we have the. She's online, and I'm just waiting to get her information from the fellas.
Ah, and.
Oh, she's on hold. I shouldn't say she's not online.
Okay. Who would? All right, we'll get to that in a second. Okay, and we're going to get to Matt Hokanson, our frog monitor, in a second, but. Before we do that, I want to tell you that since 1997, WRD Environmental has been creating healthy, sustainable landscapes that are not only beautiful, but also responsible to future generations. With the future in mind, WRD has created an eco-friendly landscape and outdoor learning lab for Prairie Crossing Charter School in Grays Lake. Now, next Saturday, May 8th, Students from the environmentally focused school will hold their annual Growing with Nature organic plant sale sponsored by WRD. Stock up on organic vegetables, herbs, and edible flowers. The students have grown, and that's the great part about this. They grow it themselves. And you raise funds for this innovative public school and the Prairie Crossing Learning Farm. You'll meet Amanda Thompson, author of Grocery Gardening. She was on my show a few weeks ago. Get organic gardening tips and shop for organic and gardening goods. The event runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. next Saturday, May 8th, at Station Square at Prairie Crossing in Grays Lake. Saturday, May 8th, the Growing with Nature organic plant sale benefiting the kids at Prairie Crossing Charter School and the Learning Farm. Now, you can get this information. It's up on my website, mikenovak.net. Go to this week's show, and you'll have more information about... we'll take care of that in a second. We'll have more information about the Growing with Nature organic plant sale. And remember, for innovative, sustainable landscape development, choose WRD Environmental at the Chicago Center for Green Technology and online at WRDEnvironmental.com. It's the Mike Novak Show, broadcasting live from Pesci's in Des Plaines. Heather tells me...
we have a winner.
We have a winner on our. We asked the question earlier, and who would that be?
Her name is Soraya McKee from Hammond, Indiana.
Soraya, are you there? Is she on the line?
I hope so. Guys, is Soraya there?
I'm here.
There you go. Hi, Soraya. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. And where is it you live?
Hammond, Indiana.
Hammond, Indiana. I'm going to be out that way tonight. I'm going to be talking about that later. I'm doing more radio, believe it or not, later in the day, as if I don't do enough here already. Soraya, Wally asked the question. Wally's right here. Okay, give us the question again, Wally.
What soil temperature?
Hold on a second. Is he up? Okay, great, go ahead.
What soil temperature should tomatoes be planted at?
60 degrees.
You got it.
Ding, 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 ding. How did you know that? Did you go online and check it out or what?
I have to admit that I did.
Well. And Wally, why is that?
I believe that tomatoes, when they're planted early, when the soil is cool, can sit dormant. They don't flourish. They don't expand their root systems. The cold is always an issue. They can become actually damaged. I believe it takes longer in the season as it progressively gets warmer for them to catch up. You're probably better off babying your tomatoes up if you purchased them already, and then place them in the soil when that soil temp hits 60. You can always transplant your tomatoes once or twice into a little larger container with some good organic potting soil. Doing this increases the root systems, and by the time you get ready to get them in the garden, they're nice and healthy, ready to go.
You know, and part of the problem with planting them too early, Wally, as people might know, is that once they take a hit, sometimes they just don't bounce back, do they?
They don't. It takes a long recovery, and then it's a catch-up issue. You know, dollar-wise and dollar-smart, I believe you're better off waiting for the proper temperatures to do the plantings. Some of your better soil thermometers now actually have calibrated dials on the faces that will indicate soil transplant times and as proper recommendations.
That's Wally Schmidtke from Pesci's Garden Center right here in Des Plaines, and that's the kind of question we're going to be answering. 773-838-9278. Thank you for the correct answer. So, Soraya,
yes.
Are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I think you got to come out here to pick up the barrel. Is that going to be okay with you?
That should be fine. I'll make it happen.
Okay, you'll make it happen. I'm glad you won, and thank you so much for calling, and have a great Sunday.
Soraya, I'll call you after the show, and I'll get all your information, okay?
Okay.
All right,
take
Bye.
Care now. Back here at Pesci's, Wally, how you doing?
Very good, very good. Thank
it's
you.
It's been a great couple of days, and it's still going strong.
It sure is.
Wally is the master. Sometimes we call him Dr. Wally, as I have in the Pesci's commercials that we run, but you're not really a physician or anything like that, are you?
No.
You're not a...
Just a little nickname.
A doctor of philosophy or anything. You're not a PhD,
no,
right?
No.
But he's kind of a PhD in the garden, I mean, meaning that he knows his stuff. So 773-838-9278. Any gardening question at all? We're at a time right now where we've got, you know, you're... We're getting close to the tomato time, although it's still a little dicey now, isn't it?
It's a little bit questionable. Your soil temps aren't up there far enough now, but certainly you have plenty.
Have you measured recently? What are you
getting? Yeah, I was at almost 47 degrees.
Oh, that's still pretty...
it's fairly cold.
It's still pretty cool,
because
yeah.
of the dampness in the rain the last couple of days. But, you know, certainly in your garden, there's plenty of time to get in your early plantings of, like, lettuce and cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, snap peas, snow peas, radishes, get some garlic going. These are all things that you can enjoy and will get you a little bit of a harvest prior to even getting your tomatoes and peppers in.
And I'll tell you, if anybody out here, if you got any questions there and you want to just come up to the mic and ask Wally, that would be great. Now, I'm going to get back to you in a second, and I hope some other folks call 773-838-9278, 773-838-WCPT. If you got any gardening question at all, we will handle it here live at Pesci's Auditorium. Yes, Heather?
We do have a gardening question via Twitter.
Oh, that's right. We did have one via Twitter. I'll tell you what. Let's hang on to that for a second because I'm going to get to Matt Hokanson. Do we have Matt on the line there by any chance?
Yes, you do.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
I'm fantastic. And I'm with Matt Hokanson because I have no idea what... Matt, you're just going to have to bear with music in the background.
That's quite all right. It gives a little dramatics to it.
I made the mistake of giving Greg carte blanche.
No, that's genius. That's no mistake.
Well, it's a matter of taste, I guess. Matt's here because he was on the show last year, a year ago, because you were one of the people behind a frog monitoring field workshop at Cook County Spring Creek Forest Preserve. And you're doing it again this year, eh?
Yes, I am, hoping for a better session this time than last year.
Why don't you explain what happened last year? Because I had you on the show. And we talked about we were trying to get people out to Spring Creek Forest Preserve, which is in which town exactly? I was trying to find it. It was hard to identify.
Barrington Hills is the main town surrounding Spring Creek.
And
well, first I'll explain a little about what the workshop is.
Sure.
I mean, basically last year we went out, pulled some garlic mustard in a quality oak woodland we have. We stopped for a short presentation and some snacks and things, and then I took people out after the sun went down to listen to what frog species we have, because that's the type of monitoring that we do. We do a calling frog survey where we just listen to what species are calling during the night. You know, it gives us a good estimate of the adult breeding population.
And the idea is that you identify them by call.
Yes, and we have 13 species in the area that are all very distinctive and easy to tell apart, so it's fairly simple, but...
We didn't get
to hear any frogs, though.
Oh, and why couldn't you hear any frogs?
Well, unfortunately, I did my workshop on Memorial Day weekend at nearby Arboretum of South Barrington Outdoor Mall. I was having a block party celebration that weekend, and the music was blaring 3 miles away.
Oh, my goodness. And
so the frogs didn't want to call, and even if they did, we wouldn't be able to hear them.
So last year you go out at Memorial Day, you can't hear the frogs because you got a band playing or whatever music was being piped. This year you've got a slightly different problem, right? You were talking about, well, actually that may have changed overnight.
You're right. It's all due to the rain. I mean, we've had such a dry spring this year, and many of my ephemeral or short-lived wetlands basically have been dry almost all season. And other ones have dried up extremely fast. So, as you said, the rain we had last night is a godsend.
I'll bet it is. And it should help you for next week. And maybe if we get a little more rain, you'll have even better results. But, I don't want to be ignorant here, but I'm going to be kind of ignorant. If if there's no rain and you don't have the frogs, you don't find the frogs on your monitoring expedition, where are they?
Well, they're there. Some of them are just kind of hibernating. I mean, basically what they did all winter, they were hibernating, waiting for those wetlands to fill up with water. And if they don't, they just go right past the breeding season into feeding, basically. But
you mean
it's
if there's not enough
understood whether they even, if they die off or they're able to breed the next year? Because most frogs live from 3 to 10 years, so there will be other years that they'll be able to, you know, try and reproduce.
Okay, well, that's interesting. See, I guess it wasn't as dumb a question as I thought it was, because it sounds like, you know, even the frog monitors aren't really sure what happens if they don't appear in the future.
No, and that's what this frog monitoring is all about, trying to get more and more data as per what our populations are, what they're doing. And then, you know, we're trying to see our trends and how our restoration work is doing, but then you get data for things like this. For a dry year, you find out what the frogs are doing then. And of course, the last 2 years we've had extremely large amounts of rain, so it's interesting what will happen in the years to come, too, and see how our numbers are.
And this has been a slightly warmer, as Rick DeMaio said, year, and last year you had the cool, wet, but you also got out later. Now you're out earlier this year, And I'm glad we had the rain so that you can do this. So give the details of the frog monitoring field workshop for next week at Spring Creek Forest Preserve.
Yeah, Spring Creek Forest Preserve, as we mentioned, is in Barrington Hills, Illinois. A specific location we're going to be at is on Route 72, basically Hoffman Estates. It's 1 mile west of Route 59 on Route 72. And our parking lot is called Spring Creek Headwaters. It's on Saturday, May 8th from 5 to 10 p.m. They said we'll go out for a couple hours, do some small restoration work, most likely pulling some garlic mustard and burning a few brush piles. Then we'll stop for some tasty snacks and a little presentation of mine and go out after the sun goes down and try to listen to what frog species we have. And the idea is to, you know, educate the public in what we do, why we do it, and show them the habitat of what frogs we have, and hopefully recruit some monitors for either Spring Creek or any other sites that people might enjoy.
And it really is sort of a family activity, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all ages are welcome. It's basically just bring a flashlight and some water and your typical outdoor gear and rain gear if it's raining or whatever. But, you know, obviously us, the rain doesn't stop us. It's only the lightning, really.
And will you be able to teach people in the course of one evening all 13 different frog calls so they can recognize them?
Yes, actually. It doesn't take that much time. Luckily, we only have 13.
Yeah, I don't know what you would do if there were more. And those 13, are those are the basically the frogs that are native to this area? Is that?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we have four that are really rare and restricted to certain ecosystems, so you're not going to hear them, but in, say, a sand dune area, which we don't have at Spring Creek. So you know what to expect when you go out there anyways and which ones you're definitely not going to hear.
I hope folks join you next Saturday at Spring Creek Forest Preserve from 5 to 10. If you want more information, just go to my website, mikenovak.net. I've got the your PDF linked to it. And good luck, Matt. Keep me posted on how it goes.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Always a pleasure. And I'll tell you what, when you're done, fire off an email to me. Let me know how things went and how many species you were able to track down next Saturday.
Yeah, well, and I'll send you some pictures too, hopefully.
Yeah, sounds great. All right. So long, Matt.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I'll talk to you later.
We're here at live at Pesci's. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive. Joe Builder is by the donut. Joe, step up to the mic. Come on, just get over here. You're waving your arms. You're trying. Yes.
All right, I got two things for you, Mike.
Okay.
Number one, how is it that, you know, we got this nice, very nice Pesci's. I like it.
Isn't it beautiful?
Very good, very home, very garden. We come out here, we're with you. When was the last time you was at a home improvement show with Ron and I?
Oh, here we go.
There we go. That's right.
There we
go. Not only that, I hear you up there, and you're very nice, and you're very pleasant, and you're like, and we're live at Pesci's, and no. Come on. Look at this crowd. Okay, you got to go, are we live? Let's hear it, Mike.
Are we live?
No. Bring it from the very depths of the lungs, the very bowels of your lungs. Bring it up.
Are we live?
Come on. Energy up. Oh,
come
on,
you're we live!
We also have some callers on hold with their gardening questions.
Okay, we'll get to those in just a second. That's fabulous. Dr. Wally is sitting next to me, and here's the tip of the week, brought to you by Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines. What do we got, Wally?
It's a good idea to prepare your garden beds before you're actually going to plant. When you add your organics and your compost in there, try to get them in a couple of weeks early. Of course, work your soil only when it's dry. You don't want to work on wet soil. It'll compact it and take the air pores out of it. You can damage the positive microbes that are in the soil compacting it. Prepare your soil and let those organics kick in as the weather warms up and the soil temperatures come up to proper planting. Your plants will be able to receive them, and they'll be very happy you did that.
That's Dr. Wally's tip of the week, brought to you by Pesci's. Family owned since 1924, Pesci's is just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road. If you come here right now, Joe Builder from Mighty House will personally hand you a donut. There you go. He'll give you the donut. We're one block north of Rand Road in Des Plaines, or you can go online to Pesci's.com.
Hey, Barb, how are you? How are David and the kids?
Oh, we're doing great, thanks. You know, work's hectic, and with things being what they are, we decided to do our own lawn maintenance this year. Now, I'm sure we can do it cheaper, probably better, but... oh, I don't know where to start.
You know, last year, Tom and I did the same thing. Oh, with great results.
Really?
I read some advice from a lawn expert that researches... I can't believe it. What? That's him, by the grass seed.
Oh.
Jonathan Green!
Oh, my friend here told me that you're a lawn expert. Now, I want to do it right the first time. Where do I begin?
To start, choose the best grass seed. For instance, my Black Beauty Ultra is naturally dark green and deeper rooted. So it's very drought-tolerant and disease-resistant.
Hmm.
Black Beauty Ultra also contains endophytes, which means it's naturally insect-resistant.
Will it match up with my grass?
Yes, and one seeding thickens and improves your entire lawn.
Okay.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
And by the way, for more information, log on to jonathangreen.com to register to receive the Jonathan Green newsletter. You can also find Jonathan Green products at Alsip Home and Nursery in Frankfurt, Hare Nursery in Peoria, and Sid's Home and Garden Showplace in Palos Hills. And here's a tip from the Care of Trees. We're smack in the middle of spring storm season, and if you have trees in your yard, you should know that the Care of Trees has 24-hour emergency service. Spring storms can result in broken limbs or even downed trees, and many people don't know how dangerous it is to remove or prune those trees. What's worse, trees can fall on cars, other structures, power lines, or even other trees. That complicates removal even more. The point is that the Care of Trees offers a 24-hour emergency service to assist in performing the job safely while minimizing further risk to your property. The Care of Trees has been serving Chicagoland for 60 years and shares your enthusiasm for the many ways trees enhance the quality of your life. Make the Care of Trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape. Invite the certified arborists at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220, 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees, their business is people. And their love for trees.
Hey gardeners, want to be inspired? Make plans to visit Cantini Gardens in Wheaton, the 500-acre former estate of Robert R. McCormick. Cantini isn't just beautiful, it's a horticultural masterpiece. Stroll through the spectacular formal gardens created by renowned landscape architect Franz Lipp and marvel at the sheer variety of annuals, perennials, ground covers, trees, and shrubs. You'll love Cantini's Idea Garden, Rose Garden, and Native Prairie, too. Cantini has something for everyone, including museums, picnic area, gift shop, and restaurants. Plan your visit today at cantini.org.
If you're near Cantini part in Wheaton today. They're having their Cantini's Greenhouse Effect from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the one time during the year when you can go behind the scenes into their 18,000 square foot greenhouse. So, you know, if you're not up Pesci's way today, go out to Cantini and stop in to their greenhouse effect. All right. We had, here we are. Did you know that that 19 elements are considered essential for plant growth? If you're a gardener, you might think that only nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium are important, but the people at Espoma know about the other 16 elements, and if they're not provided by nature. Espoma puts them in their products, including Plantone, the original all-natural, all-purpose plant food. Plantone has a blend of natural organics that provides a safe, long-lasting, and complete feeding. And Plantone now contains Biotone, their special blend of beneficial microbes for even better growth and color. All-natural Plantone is low in salts, so it won't burn plant roots and it won't leach out in the soil with the next rain. One application of Plantone lasts for months and even improves your soil. Just sprinkle Plantone in the spring and summer around your plants and watch the results. Plantone, the number one choice for annuals and perennials for over 80 years. For more information about Plantone and other Espoma products, call 888-ESPOMA-1 or go to espoma.com. E-S-P-O-M-A, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929. That's what my baby says. Now, 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 my heart starts pumping. Chicka, chicka, chew up. Never gonna stop. Get you, get you, goo. Means that I love you. Here's what I'm talking about. Oh, Heather's just eating up this music. She just loves this stuff. Oh, okay. We've got the police have arrived as well. Oh, no. What did we do? Oh. They're just here for the donuts. Oh, okay. All right. I get it. I thought maybe I had... I thought it was the FCC here or something. Yeah.
It was the Walmarts. They were coming after me for earlier.
That's right, for your comments earlier about Walmart. Do we have anybody on the line?
Yes, we do. We have a Mac from Chicago with a question of perennials on the line.
Mac, are you there?
Yes, Mike.
He's been very, very patient. Thank you, Mac.
I think we got to give him something for being so patient. Well, let's see what your question is.
Okay.
We're live at Pesci's, 170 South River Road in Des Plaines, all morning. Mighty House is here at 10, and they'll be here till noon. Wally Schmidtke, the Pesci's guru, is here. And Matt, what's your question?
My question is, I have an invasive, perennial.
Uh-oh.
It grows bell-shaped flowers on a spike in summertime. And it has a root system that's almost like a spider web. I dug up one heavily infested bed, and the root system was like a spider web.
I'm betting the color of the plant is either red or...
It's blue.
Blue?
Blue.
Well, you did
it's
say.
Got bell-like flowers on a little stem, maybe 5 inches high.
What are you thinking, Wally?
Probably thinking about some kind of a morning glory or something.
No, it's not a morning glory.
Because that would, they're just starting to germinate. I've seen morning glory seeds germinating in my yard. But this is it's a perennial, do you think,
Matt? It's a perennial. It comes up every year, and it's terribly, terribly invasive. And, I was just wondering what it is and how can I get rid of it.
Where do you live, Matt?
I live in Chicago.
Okay.
Mac, is that, what shape are the leaves?
The leaves are, when it's sprouting out of the ground, the leaves are round.
Okay.
Pretty much round.
Does it
and
hit?
Not smooth. They've got,
Little ridges on
ridges
the edges.
Ridges in them, yes.
Okay. Does the, when you pinch the leaf between your forefinger and your thumb, does it put off a kind of a peculiar clove-like odor?
I've never tried that.
Okay, I believe what you have is called Creeping Charlie or ground ivy. It's a perennial weed that really spreads and gets invasive in your gardens and in your lawns.
And where do you find it growing, Mac?
Well, I have a perennial wildflower bed, and that's where it's growing.
Okay,
mostly.
Okay, yeah. I think Wally is correct. That
you say it's an ivy, but it grows as a flower spike about 4 or 5 inches high.
Well, it's they call it ground ivy.
Oh, it's called ground ivy.
Well, that's a common name for it. What's the do you remember the botanical name for?
I don't have the botanical name.
Wait, I'll find that for you in just a second. All right, but Wally, tell him about.
So I should. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Somebody's guessing Canterbury Bells. I think he's got Creepy Charlie. That's what it sounds like to me. So the problem is, if it's in your garden bed, it's easier to get out than it is in your lawn. In a garden bed, it's easier to dig out. If it gets in your lawn, you're in a world of hurt.
I'm in trouble, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, it's true because
there's no organic way to kill it, huh?
No. As far as I know.
As far as you know.
Well, what do you think,
Which, what you need to do is just keep after that vine.
Just keep after it, huh?
Catch it after a rain when the soil is moist, a rake or a good garden claw. You can work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it go to flower if you possibly can.
Right.
What happens is that drops seeds.
It has like little black seeds?
Yes, correct.
Yes. So that's a creeping ivy?
Creeping Charlie.
Creeping Charlie is the specific. And it's,
Creeping Charlie.
The botanical name is Glaucoma heterichiae. But you're not going to write that down anyway.
Okay.
Creeping Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
And also, Mac, if you do have a problem with a plant like that, you're more than welcome to toss a sample in a sealed Ziploc bag and bring it in, and we can ID it pretty quickly here and give you a positive answer.
And actually, that's what I was going to suggest. What you're pointing out right now, Mac, is a difficulty of doing diagnosis on the radio.
On the radio, yeah.
Because we can't see the plant. And it's better, as Wally says, you put it in a plastic bag, you bring it in, they can identify it, and then they can help you. But if it is Creeping Charlie, what Wally's saying is true. You got to go after it. If you're going to do it organically, you got to keep raking the soil and digging up the roots because it spreads all through the yard. You're going to probably end up ripping up some grass with it, but then you overseed and you eventually get your lawn to outcompete the Creeping Charlie.
Wow. I noticed when I raked up the that filament-like root system, there was a taproot that went way down into the clay soil. I don't know if that would help you out any.
Well, that particular plant enjoys clay soil. That's why it's so prevalent around here.
Yeah, actually, Creeping Charlie.
That's why it likes clay soil, huh?
Yeah, well, Creeping Charlie, like a lot of what people call weeds, and I'm just going to say a weed is a plant that is out of place. Is that,
right, exactly.
It's because you don't like it.
Yeah.
It likes it.
It's a beautiful plant.
It is, it actually nice. Smells nice, and I make this argument all the time with people. It's like, it's got scalloped leaves and the nice little bronze color, and the flowers are blooming right now, and they look like little orchids, and it's, and people go, it's Creeping Charlie. Yes? Hold on. Joe Builder's here.
If I looked up Creeping Charlie on the internet, would it?
Yes.
It's my weird uncle.
That's what I was going to ask, because we got this one guy in my neighborhood. We call him Creeping Charlie Chachovsky. He just keeps walking up and down the street, and he just stares in the windows. So we're not talking about the same guy, are we?
No, we're not, actually.
All right, just making sure. All right. It's Bridgeport. You never know.
All right, here's what I'm going to do for you, Mac. All right? I'm going to encourage you to come out to Pesci's, all right, and bring your sample. And the way I'm going to do that is give you a $25 gift certificate for Pesci's. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds fine.
All right, so I want you to take...
I'm on the south side. I'm a long way away.
Oh, you're way a long way away.
Yeah, I'm around Midway Airport.
Ah, well, that's kind of where we broadcast from normally.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you don't think you're going to make it up here, what if I gave you a... Do you ever get over to Sid's?
Yes.
All right.
Over there in Palos?
No offense, Wally. They're another great sponsor, and I will give you a $25 gift certificate to Sid's in Palos Hills, all right?
Thank you.
And what I want you to do is take that plant sample, put it in a plastic bag, and take it over to Sid's and have them identify it for you, and then you'll know what you've got.
Then I'll know what I have.
And then you can start from there.
Okay, I thank you very much.
All right, we'll put you on hold, and we'll get you your information and get you the gift certificate, and I appreciate you calling, Mac.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mike. I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You. Thanks for listening. We're live at Pesci's. Now, are they applauding the show or the music? I don't know. You guys watch out. Greg Alexander is on the other end. So I'm talking to Ron Cowgill and Joe Builder, who are with Mighty House, coming up at 10 o'clock. We got him there. Lisa called with a garden question earlier.
Yes.
We want to get her back.
We want to get her back. We want to apologize for her for keeping her on hold so long. And then via Twitter, Web Girl Lisa wants to know, what's the best tomato plant for container gardening?
Ooh, okay. And I'll tell you what we're going to do is get to that question. Wally, you think about that. Wally will answer. Not yet. Okay, hang on. He was just about to open his mouth. He's like, no, Wally, calm down. Take it easy. Down, boy. We will get to Wally and the answer to the question, what's the best tomato plant for container gardening? But first, good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America and all the ships at sea. Let's go to press flash. The new issue of Chicagoland Gardening Magazine has hit the stands, and it's the big, big, really big May-June issue at a full 98 pages. But it's the same price as the year's other issues, go figure. If you don't pick it up, you'll be missing stories like Flash, how purple coneflower might not be so purple anymore, and Flash, how to construct a plant container that waters itself, and Flash, what are the easiest blooming plants indoors, and I'm not using the word blooming as a pejorative, and Flash, Mike Novak's column all the way back on page 98. Yes, it's the last thing in the magazine, but some people read it first. Go figure. Pick up a copy of Chicagoland Gardening Magazine today. Better yet, Flash. Get a subscription and have it delivered to your home. Go to ChicagolandGardening.com. That's ChicagolandGardening.com or call 888-265-3600. 888-265-3600. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Homeowners, why replace your expensive shrubbery every time deer or rabbits visit your property? You can save your plantings for a fraction of the cost with Bobex. Spring is finally here, and nature's hungry creatures will start feasting on your gardens and landscapes. Stop them the all-natural way with Bobex repellent sprays. Bobex guarantees protection for your spring plantings from deer and small animal damage. Use the most effective animal repellents on the market. Bobex repellents give people the confidence to invest in and enjoy their landscapes. Bobex's unique deterrent ingredients are all-natural and are environmentally friendly. Bobex won't water wash off in the rain or with regular watering. Get Bobex at your local independent garden center or hardware store. If they don't have it, ask them to get Bobex. To learn more about Bobex, go to Bobex.com. That's Bobex.com. Plants thrive and survive with Bobex.
See, that doesn't exactly work for this, Greg. I was going to do something along the lines of double, double toil and trouble. No more pest troubles. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide is an organic. And, you know, you guys have it here because I saw it when I came in the other week, Wally.
Yes,
and I did my R, Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, and one of your staffers nearly fell on the floor. It's an organic way to protect plants from critters like caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more without having to cast any spells. Don't you have any Shakespeare music there, Greg? Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew contains a naturally occurring soil bacterium that was collected from an abandoned Caribbean rum distillery in 1982. And I put that in here when I talk about it because people don't believe that that actually happened, and it's true. It's safe to use on vegetable gardens, annuals, perennials, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit trees. Just spray the potion directly on the insect or your affected plant. This Bonide product is available in quart ready to use, quart ready to spray with a hose end sprayer attachment for easy application, and a concentrate if you prefer to mix your own. Always, always read and follow label directions and know why. Wally, you can attest to this. Know why you're applying any product like Captain Jack's before you use it to protect your plant treasures. Look closely and identify the culprits. You can get Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew at, and give me an R. Can you give me an R there?
R.
Thank you, Heather. At Faisal and Sons in Oak Park. Did I say that right? Is it?
I believe so.
I think so. Woldhouse Farms in Grant Park, Prairie View Farm Market in Hampshire, or go to Bonide.com to find a retailer near you or to see a complete listing of all of the Bonide Garden Naturals.
Do you want your landscape to stand out but don't know where to start? A landscape that stands out starts with a knockout. The Knockout family of roses are the most disease-resistant roses available. All seven members of the Knockout family are easy to grow and require no special care. Tons of flowers bloom from spring until frost, making your landscape stand out all season long. Available at garden retailers everywhere. Visit theknockoutrose.com/radio.
All right, let's hear it. Everybody having a good time here? All right, we are live from Pesci's, 170 South River Road in Des Plaines. It's Dr. Earth Days, day two of Dr. Earth Days, and Self-Help Sunday is on the air for 4 hours here. We're going till noon. Mighty House comes in at 10 o'clock. And I understand Margie Hess is on the phone. Is that correct? Margie, are you there?
I am.
How you doing?
I'm well, Mike. How are you?
I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
I don't know if you have a question or you wanted to talk about something you and I are involved in.
I was going to ask if you wanted to talk about the campaign about my backyard garden.
I think this is a great idea. Let's get me to, sorry, I've got to take you away. We're sharing a computer, and Heather's trying to Facebook, and I'm saying, get away from there. I've got to go to my website and take a look at stuff. This evening, I am going to be on another radio station, and Margie is part of this. And I'm going to be on True Star Radio tonight at 7 p.m., which is 90, it's Power 92.3 FM, WPWX Power 92.3 FM. And it's part of a show.
Thank you. Thank you, Greg.
It's part of a show called True Star Radio, and it's basically high school kids who do their broadcasting there, and they talk about issues that are important to them. And one of the issues that we are talking about is a competition called My Backyard Garden, Keeping It Fresh, which WCPT is involved in. Margie, tell us about your involvement. CETA is involved. CETA is a sponsor on WCPT and is very much involved in urban agriculture. And give us your background, Margie.
I'm the garden manager at the Gary Comer Youth Center, and we're over on the south side. And we have a group that we're calling our Green Teens, and that's 85 teenagers who are involved with gardening. And the idea of partnering with CETA and TruStar and with you guys is to get the word out to teenagers all across Chicago how much fun it is to garden and how good it is for you.
And I can't think of a better thing for kids to do and to get involved in because, you know, I came to this very late, way too late in life. The idea that kids would already know how to grow their own food. And you know, that's one of the things we've discovered in this country is that kids think that the tomatoes come from the Jewel or the Dominicks. They don't know where they are from and that you can grow your own food and you can grow it organically and you can grow it in the city and you can grow it in the suburbs. And if you go to my website, you'll find the entry form for My Backyard Garden, Keeping It Fresh, and it's a competition, a writing competition. And there are going to be three winners, three, right, Margie?
Correct.
Yeah. And the contestants must be they must be in grades 8 through 12. The essays will be 500 words or less. They will demonstrate a working knowledge of community gardens and urban farming, the health benefits and the economic impact. Then they're going to participate in the official Backyard Garden groundbreaking event. They're going to get volunteer credits. And they're going to win some other prizes, too, you know, like a couple of White Sox tickets. I know, okay, Joe Builder approves. And they'll get a letter of recommendations, a $100 gift certificate. They're going to be featured in True Star magazine. I'm going to have the winners on my show. And there's other cool prizes. Now, Margie, you're helping us actually find the backyard that we're going to transform into an urban garden.
Right. So in the neighborhood where the Gary Comer Youth Center is, that's called the Grand Crossing neighborhood, we are working with our youth to pick a backyard and make that a model backyard garden so that people can just kind of get back to the basics of, that's how a lot of people started gardening and growing their own food. Now it's not done as much, but the idea that you can just grow food in your backyard and share it with your neighbors and just really enjoy that. So we just want to change the focus a little bit just to a backyard garden and take a regular Chicago backyard garden and transform it into a vegetable garden that people could really enjoy.
And we're kicking this off kind of right now, actually,
yeah.
You know, on this show right here, but also tonight on True Star Radio, I'm going to be interviewed by Henry, a.k.a. Romeo, also a.k.a. Pretty Boy, and Charmin Jarman, and Miss Mina V, and these are kids that have already talked to me. They're DJs on Power 92.3 on True Star Radio. I talked to them by phone the other day, and they're the sharpest kids I've talked to in a long time. They're already, way ahead of me. They're asking these really serious questions. I'm going, hey, it's just radio, but they're good. So I will be talking to Henry and Charmin Jarman and Miss Mina V today at 7 p.m. on True Star Radio. You can take time out from Chicago's Progressive Talk for, you know, an hour to go to True Star. Yeah. To check in WPWX Power 92.3. Anything else you want to add there, Margie?
No, thanks so much for promoting this, and I hope a lot of teenagers listen tonight to learn more about it and enter their essays, because it's a really great project.
All right, great. Margie, I will talk to you real soon, and I hope you're listening to my other radio debut.
Definitely.
This evening. All right, take care now.
Bye-bye, thanks.
We're broadcasting live from Pesci's, 170 South River Road. It's the Mike Novak Show on location today. Mighty House is at 10 o'clock. We still got a couple of questions to get answered here. If anybody has questions in the house here, you're welcome to just step up to the microphone. Let's take care of that one we had about, and by the way, Wally Schmidtke is here as part of Dr. Earth Days, and he is from Pesci's, and you can always come here and get good advice from him. The best tomato variety, and I'm sure you're going to have more than one answer for containers, was the question we had via Twitter.
And we have more via Twitter.
Oh, we got some more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Specifically some for Dr. Earth.
Oh, great. We'll have to bring Milo back up.
Tomato varieties, as far as containers go, just about every type of tomato can be grown in a container depending on the size of the container and how you support it. You're not really limited to your patio-type tomatoes or your super bush-type tomatoes, which are actually called determinate tomatoes. They grow a very large stalk, and they're somewhat self-supporting, require very little staking, and they're very handy for containers, but with a determinate tomato, your tomatoes come at one flush, and once they're done with their flush of fruit, they're done flowering and blooming for the season. Whereas your advantage with an indeterminate tomato, which usually requires staking, is that you have production throughout the summer. Tomatoes take a lot of energy out of the soil. You need a good-sized container, and like I say, a trellis is important. But I've grown tomatoes in containers anywhere from beefsteak to cherry tomatoes real successfully.
You know what? I find, and maybe, I don't know if you agree with me, but growing cherry tomatoes is about as rewarding as things get, because it seems to be the least effort to grow cherry tomatoes.
They're great, make a great snack, very healthy for the kids and the family, and they're just so prolific and bountiful.
So you would you give me a couple more varieties of the tomatoes that you would like in a container? You said beefsteak.
Beefsteak are good. I also like a patio tomato, which is the determinate tomato, but it has a good flavor.
So you're not going to give us actual varieties, but you're going to give us the kind of tomato you would grow, because there's so many,
yeah,
right?
There's many, many varieties. I point out Patio tomatoes are very strong, but like I say, that's a determinate tomato, very compact plant. I would probably tell you there's some smaller varieties of cherry tomatoes too. Tiny Tim is one that grows a very, very small plant. It's very handy for containers, that type of thing.
Okay. So I hope that answers that question. We've got a question from Twitter from Milo Seamus, who, I tell you what, we'll get to it in just a second, but so you can think about it, Milo. The question is, she needs to know whether there's a runoff issue with soft rock phosphate. She wants to make a vegan fertilizer. So he's nodding. Milo's going, I can handle this. I can handle this. And who's this, Snarky Vegan?
Yes.
Yeah, Snarky Vegan on Twitter. She says there's not a lot on the internet about soft rock phosphate, but plenty of info on superphosphate. But she's not sure if it's relevant. Milo's got it covered. I can see he's nodding. So, Snarky Vegan, we'll get to you in just a second. Now, as I mentioned, we're up on the northwest side. On the southwest side, you got Sid's Greenhouses and Garden Center. For annual flowers and vegetables, perennials, tree shrubs, all the supplies you'll need to get things growing. This week they're having their Sid's Rose event. Learn all you need to know at the free, and I emphasize the word free, Rose Seminars on Saturday, May 15th at 10 a.m. in Palos Hills and 1 p.m. in Bolingbrook. Visit sidsonline.com for details and to download the coupon for savings on rose bushes, including shrub roses, flower carpet, knockout, easy elegance, and more from Jackson and Perkins, Monrovia, and others. Sid's, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, are located in Palos Hills on Southwest Highway and in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassert Boulevard. And remember, the early bird gets the deal every Saturday in May at Sid's. Just arrive between 7 a.m. and 8:45 a.m. and save $10 off your purchase with the coupon you'll get from Sid's early bird greeter. Oh, and when you're done planting, bring your sale packs, grower, pots, and other plastic containers to SIDS for recycling or pick up donated pots for use in your home garden.
DR Services Unlimited has been providing Chicago's North Shore with award-winning remodeling and design-build services since 1991, giving their clients top-quality service and real value. They're on the cutting edge of green building technology, helping clients make their home more energy efficient without sacrificing beauty or function. If you want to make your home more energy efficient, simply want to add a room or renovate, call DR Services at 847-998-1687 or visit them at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
I've been talking about EcoLawn for more than a year now, and the good news is that it's now available in Chicago, and I'm really happy about this because it's a great product. What does this have to do with EcoLawn, Greg?
Your lawn is so healthy and green that you can dance on it.
Oh, okay. That's very good, Heather. I like that. It's now available in Chicago at Lake Street Landscape Supply. But there's even more good news. You can now have EcoLawn installed professionally by Clean Air Lawn Care. Go to cleanairlawncarechicago.com, cleanairlawncarechicago.com, or call 847-421-6500. EcoLawn is the blend of fine fescues that, once established, is drought tolerant, needs almost no fertilization, and you get to decide whether you want to mow it or not. Pick up EcoLawn seed at Lake Street Landscape Supply, 1810 West Lake Street in Chicago, or go online to ecolawn.com, ecolawn.com.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good. And you'll feel good, because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center. And to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
We are back live at Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines, the Mike Novak Show. We're wrapping it up. Milo, step over to that microphone. We had a question about the soft rock phosphate. What do you know about this? I saw you just nodding. You're all over this, eh?
Yeah, you know, we use colloidal soft rock phosphate in all the Dr. Earth products. And the difference between soft rock phosphate and traditional, like, superphosphates is that it's superphosphates, phosphorus dipped in sulfuric acid to make it more soluble. Soft rock phosphate doesn't travel through the soil profile and does not leach and contaminate the water table. It would just really just, that's the one great thing about using an organic source or a natural source of phosphorus, is that it doesn't travel through the soil quickly. Mm-hmm. By the time it makes it down to the water table, the roots have absorbed all of the phosphorus, so it's completely safe. Even for vegans, you know, an ingredient like fish bone meal, which we use, is phenomenal because it's totally safe. And may I go into just a brief chemistry lesson? Very brief?
Very brief.
Okay. Phosphorus is absorbable in the form of orthophosphate. And the pH is very important for her to look at. Get the pH to about 6.7, and that's the pH where most of the phosphorus becomes bioavailable. So have her do a pH test, which they sell here at Pesci's, and most independent, you know, garden centers will sell it. Get the pH to about 6.7, and most of that phosphorus will be absorbed by plants and never make its way down to the water table and leach and pollute the water.
But in essence, you're saying soft rock phosphate, good, superphosphate?
Good.
Both of them good?
Good. No. Soft rock phosphate, good. Superphosphate, bad.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah. Great. All right. Milo's going to be here. We got two more hours. I got a feeling he might sneak on to the Mighty House show at one point or another. We had a real quick question from the audience. Yes?
Hi. Dogs urinating, killing the grass. Is the grass totally dead, or will it come back, or what do I do?
What do you think, Wally?
The grass will come back. We do sell gypsum here to try to neutralize some of the animal urine. You can apply that. Just remember one thing, gypsum will neutralize certain effects of conventional or chemical fertilizers. So what you want to do is with your gypsum is be liberal with it towards the end of the season where your dog uses the yard.
And not my dog.
Okay.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, you know what, though? It's a shame it's not your dog, because if it is your dog and you're walking your dog, and you see your dog doing something on your lawn, you can mitigate that just by pouring water through it right away.
Good spray from the hose. Rinse it in.
Yeah, it's an apartment building I manage in the tenants, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I could recommend a dog and cat repellent.
Okay.
That might be the answer, to go attack
because
the problem from
you
a different
know,
way.
You can say don't walk the dogs in the front on the grass, but that doesn't mean they're going to stop.
Yeah.
And there's kinds that won't harm the dog. It'll just make the dog uncomfortable.
But you know what? I'm uncomfortable because we got
to
go. All right?
I'd like to thank Pesci's and 820 AM for just being a wonderful supporter of a great radio station.
Thank you. And Mighty House is coming up in just a few minutes, so stick around. This is Soft Serve Sunday on WCPT.